world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Number two underway here on the Midnight Rider on this Wednesday night, the 13th of 2008. Guys, have you gotten your gals something for tomorrow? If you don't, well, you're in big trouble. And I hate the commercialism of all this stuff. I just, oh gosh. I mean, one more day that, you know, people get rooked into going out and laying down a bunch of cash for a bunch of weeds that are going to die in a couple of days. Oh, geez. You know, oh, it's just, it's insane. But you know, Americans fall for it. Yeah, I gotta go out and get her done. She ain't gonna like me if I don't bring her home nothing. So, it's amazing how we have been conditioned to do all this. Bop from one holiday to the next. And now we're getting trained to shop even earlier now. You know, one holiday's not even over, man. They've got the next holiday up and loaded in the store. Absolutely incredible. Let's go back to Solomon, who is on with us, and I didn't let Solomon finish. Solomon, go ahead.
My brother Mike, long time no hear.
Yeah, indeed, about a half hour.
Yes. I just want to, if I can, finish one part about what I want to say about Ron Paul, and I'll leave that alone. Sure. But I want to share what I think is our ultimate duty as American citizens and Christians, and what we can do locally to dovetail what our brother was saying about getting local, getting vocal local.
Yep, right.
To end the Ron Paul thing, I think if he's going to be in this thing and educate people, that he should maybe quit being so nice and lay all the cards on the table, come out aggressively, maybe even pull in somebody like Alex Jones as a supporter vocally, I mean, out front. But I think he should call for a reinvestigation of 911 Oklahoma City. He should outright call the official stories, bald-faced lies. I think he ought to expose the corruption that's in our government and in our workings with the UN and deal and expose some of the fascist plans that this new world order has for our country. I think there's a lot of people, all of his grassroots, I think most of them are aware of these things. And it's because of our awareness of these things that makes us support him. So this won't be a point of view that would alienate most people, because most people already know these things or feel these things.
Yeah, I'll call a spade a spade.
Sure.
And quit. That's what you do. Okay, well, I'm going to hold you over. We're going to take a break here. And so I'm going to hold you over, and we'll talk about what we can do local, okay? And so stay right there. We'll come back. Then Charlene's after Solomon. Anybody else wants to join us, we've got a good way to go here in the program. So 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Chat room is open, both at MidnightRiderShow.com and at RepublicBroadcasting.org. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes here on RBN.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
On the Midnight Rider here. We're talking with Solomon here, and Solomon, we're going to have to scoot here because we got a full bank of calls again, so have at it.
I'd like to just say, Mike, before I share the local, a couple local ideas of what we can do, that ultimately, with 70, 80% of American citizens claiming Christian denominations or to be Christians, that none of the local ideas or anything that we do is going to work until we first acknowledge Jesus Christ. And first acknowledge that our war is not merely physical, but it's spiritual as well. And a lot of the reason this is being allowed to happen to us has been because of our unrighteousness and hard-headedness and apathy and so on and so forth. But on a local level, I think I heard a statistic the other day that there's about 3,200 sheriffs in America. And that gave me the idea to think that if we would form perhaps committees of 12 to begin in each county, perhaps of 12 people, who are going to stay on the sheriff in that county, sending them information and corresponding with them, and each of those 12 people commit to reach 10 people in that county, and those 10 commit to reaching 10 and so on and so forth. But on a most local level, it starts with the local sheriff. And 3,200 sheriffs to reach is not all that many people if we organize properly.
Yeah, that's indeed true. But good idea, Solomon. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. And, yeah, a lot of that, I guess, could probably be done through the meetup groups, too. You know, since you've got these people already together and already starting to work, that'd be, you know, because a lot of these meetup groups are going to start looking for candidates for sheriff, too. Because that's the most important office in any county. Let's go to Charlene in Missouri. Charlene, thanks for waiting. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Hi.
Hi.
While I was waiting, I heard both the fellow from Missouri and the last person, and I absolutely agree. They sort of said more even that I wanted to say. What I wanted to say is when Christ offered himself as king, they thought, oh, boy, his blood and guts are going to come out and conquer all our enemies and what have you. And he didn't turn out to be the one that they thought he would, because they were wanting that for the wrong reason. And in Proverbs it says, men make many plans, but God directs our steps. So we don't know exactly why God is directing the steps of a lot of people. But I was thinking on an even more local level, I've been talking to my own family, and they're hard to even influence. So we need to start with our families and our precincts and our sheriffs. And Ron, you know, Ron Paul may not be as outspoken as the Apostle Paul. He was plenty outspoken, and yet it says everybody in Asia deserted him. But there's always been a small remnant that was faithful. And the last person that called, I think he's right. This country has become so ungodly that maybe they're going to have to go through a real shakeup before they even turn back to God. Anyway, I think Ron Paul is just who he is. He's not somebody who he isn't. And I think, yes, we have to be that small remnant and not look to any one man. We're to look to the real King, Christ Jesus. That's where I'm coming from.
Yeah, Charlene, I appreciate the call. Good points. Thanks for calling, and please call again.
Mm-hmm.
Richard in Texas, thanks for waiting. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Hey, Mike, thanks for taking my call. I tell you what, it's frustrating to hear some of the folks that think that Ron Paul has let us down. Ron Paul is still in this. He's still in it. He has not let us down. And to the folks that think Ron Paul has let us down, I suggest the problem is in the mirror, because, we ought to ask them a question when they start talking about Ron Paul letting us down. How many precinct doors in your precinct have you knocked on? How many people, how many of your neighbors have you talked to? And my guess is they probably haven't talked to hardly anybody in their neighborhood or in their precinct. And the guy that called about getting vocal, he's absolutely right. I mean, that's what we've got here going on in Travis County. We've got some great people, some Ron Paul-style Republicans running in for Travis County tax collector. And we've got a great guy that's running for sheriff, like that guy earlier was talking about the sheriff's offices around the country. We've got a gentleman named Raymond Franks here in Travis County that's going to be running for sheriff. He's an absolute patriot. He said one of the first things he would do is eliminate the tasers out of the Travis County Sheriff's Department.
Well, that's the smartest thing he could do.
Absolutely. So the thing of it is the Ron Paul campaign lives on despite the fact that we've got so many people saying Paul is dead, Paul is dead, Paul is dead. Well, he's not. The Ron Paul campaign is going on. And, you know, the question has been, well, do we go independent or third party or libertarian or constitutional party, or do we keep pushing on the Republican Party? I think Ron Paul, you know, there's always so much to talk about, and he's laid it out before, but basically he's got the recipe for success, because the Republican Party is in tatters. It's like a big battleship out there on the ocean that needs serious refurbishment, and we can climb on that battleship, commandeer it, take it to dry dock and refurbish it, and get back out on the sea and go to battle with it. Whereas a third party run, you know, we're talking about we got a PT boat and we got to start from square one and build that puppy.
Yeah, it's so like Iranian ski boats taking on American destroyers.
Exactly. So, I mean, I'm not saying it can't be done as an independent run or a third party. It absolutely, we can do it. The question is, It's kind of like, do you want to climb Mount Everest or do you want to climb Mount McKinley? And taking over the Republican Party is going to be way easier than climbing Mount Everest to start off with. So we can do this, and we're on our way. And these meetup groups is one of the miracles that's come out of the Ron Paul campaign, because, and it was one of the things that over a year ago, I briefly had a show on RBN myself, and this is what I was talking about, is that we have to get people connected and get them out there working and get that local movement going on. And all these little local campaigns that are going on with people that talk like Ron Paul and sound like Ron Paul and put these ideas out there, then, you know, it's all like an earthquake in the middle of the Pacific Ocean that's happened over the past year, that in the years to come, it's going to be a big tsunami washing over the country.
Yeah, and it's a matter of time. And the only question is, do we have enough time? But we don't have a choice. We got to start somewhere. And,
go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, we've got to start somewhere, and folks have got to remember that we're no different now than we were before Ron Paul started the campaign. Liberty still began and ended with us. There's no difference. It's still on us to do the job. So there's no difference whatsoever than the fact that Ron Paul went out, raised a lot of awareness, and brought us a bunch of new folks.
Oh, absolutely. We're just way ahead of where we were. I've been in this movement for about 10 years, and back then when I was first really getting active and stuff, it was like plowing a 1,000-acre field with a teaspoon.
Right.
It was like plowing a 1,000-acre field with a teaspoon, and at least now, you know, I feel like Eddie Albert in Green Acres. I think, like, we've got a little small John Deere tractor out here, and we're plowing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so this is we've come a long way, baby, and we've got a lot more ahead of us. And Ron Paul is not out of this race; he's still in it. You never know what kind of miracle could still happen. But the Republican Party is definitely we can overtake it, and that machinery that's there. You know, you referred about the ballot access problems of independent parties and things like that. We've got a hard enough road. And to me, the independent or third party route, that's the hardest road. And I'm not saying we can't do it, and I'll be glad to wear that yoke and hitch up and be one of the horses pulling that wagon. If that's the way we end up going, I'll be out there pulling the wagon. But, I'm happy pulling this wagon because, we've got thousands of people in there in these meetup groups that are going to their precinct conventions and going to their caucuses in the Republican Party. And that's an earthquake right there that later on, like I say, it's going to be a big tsunami.
Right, and at the same time, if a door all of a sudden opened up that we need to rush through, hey, we can always jump off the pony and slam through that door. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, we're at the point right now, with all this being grassroots, no big organization, nobody set an answer to, that, man, we can turn on a dime. And the fact that we can take this stuff viral in minutes we can be moving and grooving and doing something totally different in an hour if we need to be. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, we've got to start somewhere. We've got to start doing something. We've got to start laying down some foundation because, Richard, everybody in the past is, you know, when you wake up, everybody just wants to withdraw.
Right.
Because they're sick to their stomach of what they've seen. And that's understandable because that's exactly what I wanted to do and what I did.
A lot of folks, this might have been their first bloody nose in this battle. You know, I mean, I've had my nose bloody many times, and you just got to get back up off the canvas and go at it again. And hopefully, that's what most of these folks that got frustrated from New Hampshire and frustrated with Super Tuesday results and things like that. Hopefully, they'll get themselves up off the canvas and get out there and get in the ball game and get involved locally at the precinct and caucus level. And I guarantee you, it's going to make a change because that's like here in Travis County. I mean, we've had a huge effect here in the local politics here. We've got this Campo board that's trying to slam toll roads onto Austin and Travis County. We've changed more than half the faces on that board. Now, is the fight over? No, but you know what? They know we're here and they know we're working. And that's like with the Trans-Texas Corridor. We're out there. We're still fighting on these issues. So it's really encouraging to see. And Mike, I appreciate you taking my call.
Hey, anytime, Richard, anytime, you're more than welcome to be a part of the program. We're going to grab a break. We'll come back and talk with Mark in Texas. Love to hear from you at 800-313-9393. 9443. This is the Midnight Rider right here on RBN.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Is the number on the Midnight Rider tonight. It's open lines. And then again, tomorrow night, we'll have Rob Balsamo on from Pilots for 9/11 Truth. Going to talk about Flight 97 or Flight 77 and Flight 93. They made a couple of DVDs that you can actually purchase and watch. It's an animation of that of both flights. Very cool. And we're going to go through the flight data recorder information about both flights, coming up tomorrow night on the show. A longtime sponsor of RBN is Herbal Healer Academy. And I know when I first woke up in 2005, and I was turning on internet radio, and I was plugging into RBN, I heard Herbal Healer Academy on RBN. And they're providing a free catalog to all RBN listeners and a free online newsletter. Herbal Healer provides natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters, and information on their ongoing research on natural health. Visit Herbal Healer Academy today. Go to www.herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy has a huge variety of natural products and has many different specials. Visit www.herbalhealer.com. Let them know you heard about it on the Midnight Rider on RBN. Let's go back to the telephone and talk with Mark, who has been patiently waiting down in Texas. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, Mike. Mark in Houston calling.
How you doing, my friend?
Not so good. I've decided to be realistic about this. I was pretty excited about the Ron Paul campaign. I was working my precinct, and I got some of my neighbors to take yard signs. But, you know, there comes a point where you got to call a spade. So I've gone and pulled up those yard signs now, and I'd like to, I was meeting with my local 9/11 group here, which is a great bunch of guys. They're really working hard doing the job. I admire them. But it's time to wake up. So I posted a letter on the Houston Truth website, and it's not very long. It's less than that last kind. I'd like to read it.
Sure.
All right. Gentlemen, we have lost the opportunity, best opportunity we were ever going to get 9/11 Truth exposed and have the leverage to regain our liberty. Ron Paul totally betrayed all of us by his backing down on 9/11 Truth. I know for a fact he knows at least as much as we know. When the chips were down and there came a moment in history to change the world in a peaceful way, he took the coward's way out. There was a golden moment when he was asked about 9/11 in the debate, unexpectedly. All he had to do is mention one small thing there was a question about, like the 85 video cameras at the Pentagon or Building 7, the smoking gun. A coward dies 1,000 deaths, but a brave man only once. It was a golden moment in history, one that could have changed the world. Now he has taken the coward's way out on a third-party run. The moment has passed, and he has shown us where his priorities are. He just wasn't up to the job. I know he knew what was at stake. I'm telling you that they were telling us with 9/11 that they will do anything to keep their power at all costs. You're either for us or against us. It is truly the Matrix, and there is very little chance enough people will ever wake up. I've got to remember, they have the choice, the red pill or the blue pill. Most choose the blue, and it's always been that way, and it always will be. It is strictly survival of the fittest situation, and they are the fittest because they have the power, and they are ruthless, and they have the bombs. It'll be a control grid from here on in. The mark of the beast is upon us. So, never forget, Ron Paul had the power in his hands at that crucial moment in history. He'll have to live with that. It also tells us this is extremely likely he was a provocateur all along. Maybe I'm wrong on that. I hope so. I took my best shot, and now I realize it's futile to share 9/11 Truth. It's only handing people a unpleasant-smelling thing. And there's nothing we can do to be effective, not without the media. They control the minds of the people far more than you can imagine. We live in a fascist police state, and it's only going to get worse with the Military Commissions Act and the Patriot Act. You don't even have the right to be represented by an attorney in a court of law anymore. The only thing I can do now is to become strong within myself. That's all I got to say, buddy.
Hey, thanks for the call. Hold on the line. Producer Manny needs to talk to you for just a minute, but appreciate you calling in. Appreciate the letter. Going to grab a break. We'll come back on the other side. If you want to join us, lines are open at 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider, and you're listening to RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Here tonight on the program, I want to say hello first off to everybody listening on the internet, and everybody listening on a micro broadcast FM or AM station across the country. All these low power stations cropping up everywhere that are spreading the message of freedom and truth. Heard of one today up around the Chicago area. That's very cool. All over the country, Wisconsin, states everywhere, micros are popping up, and more. And those of you that carry this program, thank you very much. I appreciate it greatly. To our licensed AM and FM affiliates that are out there, thank you. To everybody listening on satellite, on the KU satellite, that you've gone out and purchased your own dish so you can tune into RBN. That means a lot. And to everybody listening on TruthNet Radio, we simulcast the show every night on TruthNet Radio.
And as everybody listening over there, thank you as well for listening. I want to address a couple of things that Mark had said in the previous call in the last segment. Ron Paul is, has betrayed no one, in my opinion. And the thing about and 9/11, let's hit 9/11 real quick here. I would love to see a new investigation of 9/11. I would love to see people pay the price for 9/11. Those are involved. The problem is, as long as the same system exists, the same political system that they exist now, this is gonna, any new investigation is going to end up just like the Kennedy assassination. Will it bring more attention to it? Certainly it would. But it's going to end up just like Kennedy. We'll have two or three investigations. Government will come out and say, and have the exact, all these commissions will come out with the exact same findings, even though you'll have different evidence and different witnesses. People sit and say they heard explosions, the whole nine yards. I mean, it'll be laid out for controlled demolition, inside job, the whole nine yards. You could lay it out eight ways to Sunday. They're still going to come back with the same finding. I'm sorry. I wish it was different. But until we change the system, those people that died on September 11, 2001 will get no justice. And I wish it were different. I wish it was different. I wish these people were forthright and honest. And you know what? If they were, 9/11 would have never happened. Iraq would have never have happened. And Afghanistan would never have happened. But the problem is they're not forthright and honest. They're psychopaths and a bunch of sociopaths and a bunch of hangers-on who will do anything and pay any price to be part of the inner circle, to have a dose of power. And the ends will justify the means. Whatever they want to do to have their agendas met, they'll do. And it doesn't matter what it is. But Ron Paul's not a provocateur. I know a lot of people are upset. But Ron Paul has been at this for 30 years, folks. He's written book after book about the monetary system, about the economy. He stood up in Congress as a lone voice, been ridiculed. Had Ron Paul played the game, 10-term congressman, man, he'd have some cherry committee assignments. I mean, some really good committee assignments. But his big one is on that banking subcommittee, and that's it. I think he's on a few other, probably small ones, but that's pretty much it. Ron Paul has toiled in obscurity and worked his hind end off for his constituents and for us. And in the end, whether Ron Paul continued or not, it's up to him. Am I happy this has all come to an end? It hasn't come to an end in one respect, but he's still on the ballots in these states. And we can still get as many votes as we can get. And we can still get as many delegates as we can get. So you go in and possibly get the guy a speaking spot on the platform. That's one thing. But two, just to all of a sudden say, well, we just didn't get our way. Let's just pack this stuff up and go to the House. No. That's what they want you to do. They want you to quit. They want you to cower down and want you to say, well, it's no use no more. Let's just quit. We tried. Oh, Lord. We haven't tried nothing yet. We're just getting started. I was looking at a timeline of battles of the Revolutionary War and a kind of a brief summary of each one earlier tonight. And that war is starting to, that whole time frame is starting to fascinate me more and more. I'd never been much interested in it, believe it or not. I've been very interested in the Civil War. And, cause I love history. And so I was looking at a timeline of the Revolutionary War, cause I thought, maybe I'll start doing a little research and find out who these people are and how they thought and how they felt. Because that's history. is people. But I was looking at a timeline of battles tonight, and there were so many occasions when those Americans would dive right in to a battle and they'd be outnumbered 4-1. And they'd create huge casualties for the British. And they'd walk out virtually unscathed. Or they'd be holding a town. They'd be laying siege to a place, and the only way the siege would be stopped is the reinforcements would arrive. And many times the British armies were saved by reinforcements arriving just in time as the Americans were just laying waste to the place. And the audacity of Americans. Think about it, the audacity of Americans at Lexington and Concord to go out and take on the British, and they chased the British back, running as the British were running down the road. These guys from the other sides of these rock fences, just shooting at them. Chased them all the way back to Boston. One of their commanders, he said that anybody thinks that this group of Americans is a miserable lot, they've got another think coming. Because those guys stood in there and they stayed in the fight. When the battles didn't go their way, and there were a bunch of them that didn't. And Washington said at the end of 1776, wondering if his army was even going to exist into January 1st of 1777. Enlistments were up for everybody. Washington went in and offered him an extra little bounty for staying. Didn't know that the Continental Congress didn't have money, didn't care. He had to say something. And boy, he did. And they stayed. And they started getting victories. And they had a lot of defeats. And they made a lot of mistakes. And they changed a commander out here and a commander out there. But in the end, they persevered. French fleet takes down the British fleet out in Chesapeake Bay. British fleet has to withdraw, strands Cornwallis in Yorktown. A few weeks later, the war's over. Cornwallis has to surrender to Washington. But that was 1781. A far cry from the disappointments and the bitter defeats. 1776, sitting in New York, battling in New York. Washington's forces are spread out in entrenchments and hastily dug defenses. And their lines are thin, and they're slowly trying to pull out and slowly easing back. And the British, literally feet and yards from them, as they're doing this quietly in the night. And fortunately, they were able to escape across the river because of the fog. And live to fight another day. Things may not have gone our way with Ron Paul the way we wanted them to. And that's fine. That's how things work. Ron Paul went as far as Ron Paul thought he could go. We can't change who people are. That's not our job. Our job is about liberty and freedom. And if the man decided he couldn't go any further, then I think we need to accept that. I think we need to move on and take it as it is and go from there and continue with what we have. Because, again, it starts with us. Liberty and freedom starts with us and us getting our hands dirty. Graybeard's on the line in Tennessee. Graybeard, thanks for waiting. You're on the Midnight Rider. Hello, Graybeard. Dialing in Fort Defiance. Graybeard, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, what's on your mind tonight, my friend?
Well, I don't know. I've had something so strange I've never had before. It put me flat on my back for 4 days, and I was wondering what you took that made you so chipper tonight.
Nothing. I once I got well, I've been eating my hemp seeds on a regular basis.
I probably had you know, the same thing that you had, because I was down for about 4 days too, total. Saturday, boy, I woke up Saturday morning with the shakes and the shivers. Couldn't get warm. I mean, I'm sitting in the house fully clothed with a coat on and a blanket over me. And just in and out, just out of my head, high fever. And then Sunday I started feeling a little bit better. Monday I woke up and I was absolutely great. I didn't eat for 3 days. But I woke up Monday, my appetite's changed. Everything about what I'm doing has changed. And I don't know what it is. I don't know why. I don't know how it happened. I just know that I feel good.
Maybe I ought to get me some of them hemp seeds. I know the kind they got down here make probably a little silly.
Well, you might. They might if you roast them. I don't know if the THC effects disappear if you roast them or not. But no, you need to give Tom James a call, and he's got ones that won't make you silly. I tell you what, the hemp seeds and the hemp powder, you eat you some of that, and your mind, the clarity in your mind, really just, I mean, it just increases. It's that good, and the effects of it, you feel it really quick, and just the greater clarity. I think is the big thing for me with the hemp seeds. That's why I love them so much, because, you know, I sit here in a studio for over 12 hours a day, and I'll eat some about 30 to 40 minutes before the Midnight Rider comes on. Boom, man, I'm bright and alert, ready to go.
Yeah, well, I gotta say that tonight's probably been one of your better shows.
Thank you.
The variety and the differences of opinions and all the people that called in were all over the board, but I knew it was over for Ron Paul as soon as that recount in New Hampshire and, well, started out in Ohio, or not in Ohio, but Iowa.
Right.
And then it got screwed up in New Hampshire. Then it went to all touch screens in South Carolina. And I don't know what the fourth one was, but it was like boom, 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 boom. All same results. And if you got a crooked card dealer at the table, you ain't going to win blackjack.
True.
And that's exactly what Ron Paul was up against. He was up against a crooked card dealer at the card table. Now, Ron Paul is not a trailer, or trader, I should say. And he might have not emphasized that particular point on 9/11 for God knows what reasons. He knows so much more than we do. And what he says and does, or what he doesn't say, I think there are reasons for that. That's why I disagree with this guy. It was a good letter he wrote. It was quite passionate. But Ron Paul isn't a traitor. He's a seed. In fact, if you want to put the blame on where you want to put the blame, you don't put it on Ron Paul. You put it on the American people themselves. And they're going to get exactly what they deserve. And, boy, it is coming. It's coming hard. It's coming fast. And the guy from Texas that called up, Travis County, I believe it was.
Yeah, Richard, yeah.
Yeah, he's got something going down there that needs to be going in every damn county in this country. And I feel kind of helpless. I'm out here in the woods, don't drive, don't have a car, and live out in the boondocks, so to speak, so. My chances of influencing people is slim and none unless I do it on the internet.
There's a place right there. I mean, you know.
Well, that's the only access I have.
Yeah.
But I say that the blame lies on the American people. We're going to get what we deserve. If you always do what you always done, you're always going to get what you've always got. And it's going to be a hell of a lot worse because the plans they got made for us are not pretty.
No, they're not at all. Graybeard, I appreciate the call.
Well, I have one more thing to say.
Okay, real quick, because I got two other calls holding.
He said,
go ahead, real fast.
He said that there was no more, he had to be ruthless, and you had to be the survival of the fittest. You are no better than they are. He said we had no one on our side. He's wrong. We've got the Lord, and that's all I'm going to say.
There you go, Graybeard. Thanks for the call. John in New York. John, thanks for waiting. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Yes, I was just thinking for people like our friend Graybeard, if you're homebound, there's several things you can do. You can take those cards out of magazines and send them off with all sorts of websites on the back of those kind of things. You can, with a website, you can maybe reach people and market that website with the emails. You could target all the high officials in the town and things like that and send them information that way and try to hammer on them the reasons to be a constitutionalist and things like that. I'm going to rattle off some things.
We're at a break, so hold on. I'll give you about a minute and a half on the other side. Stay right there. Back with more. This is the Midnight Rider.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, final segment here on the Midnight Rider. We're going to get right to it. John in New York, or start rattling, dude.
Yes, I'll rattle this off, and then I'll let you comment so I can get it all out. They say the Germans lost the war because they would take orders from upper command and didn't do any small decisions by themselves, but the Americans had their foot soldiers work in units or groups, so that's our meetup groups. It's generally The general is only good as his troops are when they're fighting down at the lowest level, so we need to keep doing that. And battles are only won because of the lower-level troops. Basically, we're losing the war because we don't have a media, so we have to all have a radio station, a micro-broadcaster station. Every meetup group should have one of those so they can stand out in front of cars that not only read their signs that say, tune into such and such channel and listen to more as they're driving by, because there's only so much media they can pick up on a sign. And that way, everybody used to do like the old movie, Support Your Local Sheriff. I think there was an old movie like that. I don't know if it's political or anything, but this, that might be a good tie-in to, you know, make a sign like that. Ron Paul never had a chance when the media is owned by the bad guys. The media was working against him, and they basically, you know, what were we all going to do if Ron Paul was killed by the bad guys? And basically, he was politically killed by the media and double-tapped by the criminal elements working in those areas to control the votes and things like that. And I just can't hammer enough on transmitters, because if the internet goes down, the transmitters, we need to educate everybody. You need to support your local troops. And as a backup, you all must go out and buy 22 bricks of ammo and teach your children and young people how to shoot, and never let them shoot birds, rabbits, or squirrels unless they're going to eat them. So you may want to start them with an air rifle, but that's a backup thing. And it's probably going to have to come down to blood, because there's no way they're going to turn over this system without a fight. And if all we have is words and we don't have courts, what else is there? But we need to educate more people, because with a micro FM, you're educating all your neighbors, and maybe when it comes down to blood, if it comes down to that, at least you'll have more neighbors working with you other than yourself being all alone.
And good points.
This defeatist attitude that we can't win against all our high-tech weaponry is not true, because a lot of us guys have built it. We know how to put the sandal in the clogs of the engines. We also know how to defeat them, and you can't kill all the ants in your house, and we'll end up winning. It's the way, nature of man, because a lot of the high-tech stuff has lots of Achilles' heels, and if we run and scream and run away from it, they will win.
Got to run, John. Yeah, good points. Deloitte in Idaho. Thanks for waiting. You got about 70 seconds here.
Well, I don't have enough to say what I wanted to say, but I'd like to give out a website.
Sure.
We have a very exceptional American patriot in our meetup group, and he has a wonderful website. It's www.barefootsworld.net.
Okay.
That's B-A-R-E. FOOTSworld.net.
.net.
And for these people who are bad-mouthing Ron Paul, he has made some very, very strategic moves. And by not commenting on the 9/11 thing, he stopped the other side from vilifying him. And if these people stop and think for a minute, they'll understand what he's doing and how he's doing it. And I think we have pulled him this far. I think we're going to pull him all the way.
Yeah, or we pull ourselves all the way. Because, again, it's like he said, it's not his movement, it's ours. It's our revolution.
Yeah.
And, it all comes right back to us. And just like his kids, he didn't pay for their education. He made them work for it. Ron Paul's delivered the baby, and now it's time for us to get up and grow up and go do the job and work. Get it done.
Yes. Well, I hear the music. Thank you very much for your great program. I love RBN.
I appreciate it. You have a great night. Folks, find somebody you love and tell them you love them, and spend some time with your kids and your friends and your family. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a great night. Tomorrow night, don't forget Rob Balsamo with Pilots for 9/11 Truth. We'll see you tomorrow night.